You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
All right, we are live. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook. I always say this, but it's the truth. It's a beautiful day, beautiful night. Thank you for being with us, joining in live with us tonight on Facebook and on YouTube. I'm going to wait a little bit for people to join. Kind of a last minute thing, but I pray the right people will watch live, and then of course it will be on the replay. So yes, let us know where you're watching in from, where you're tuning in from, whether if you're watching on Facebook or if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know you're watching. Let us know you're out there. I'm excited about tonight. I'm going to share some things on my heart. Have a powerful time in the Holy Ghost. Texas is watching. Thank you for letting us know you're watching. Yeah, if you're watching on Facebook, like it. Hit that share button. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know. Subscribe to our channel. We're going to start doing more of these videos more often. Kentucky. So we do this every Monday morning. So this is a Friday night, but I do a thing every Monday morning at 8:15 Pacific Standard Time. I do a thing called Dedicating the Week. And what it is, we have people that join, that hop in. We have a good 20 to 25, sometimes 30 people. And they're the same group of people that tune in and watch Dedicating the Week. And what we do is we dedicate our week to the Lord. It's like a prayer, Bible study, just honoring the Lord. You know, so, you know, it's a Monday. We're saying, Lord, we give you our work week. We pray. I share a little message on my heart, and that's it. But I kind of want to share I might start doing these Friday nights too, adding it. Maybe not every Friday. Sometimes we'll be ministering on Friday nights, different places. But when I can, I want to start sharing more on Friday nights, sharing what the Lord's put on my heart. So I pray it blesses you. Last Friday, we did part one of this. And we talked about the ministry and things I've learned in ministry. Part one, I got a lot of response, a lot of people messaging me saying, hey, great video that blessed me. So I told Destiny, I need to do it again, need to make a part two, maybe a part three, we'll see. But we're going to talk about tonight, and I won't share too long, but I want to talk about the ministry and things I've learned, part two. So we did part one. If you haven't watched part one, you can go back on Facebook, you can watch it. Also on YouTube, our YouTube channel, His Name Ministries. Go there, watch part one. And I want to talk about ministry. That's what I know. That's what I do. I'm a minister of the gospel. Me and my wife, we've been in ministry for full time for over 7 years. And even before that, I tell people I didn't just grow up in a Christian home, but I grew up in a ministry home, ministry family. That's what I know. I've seen a lot, seen good things, maybe some things that I didn't want to do, the bad things. So I kind of want to talk about that. And then even in ministry now, as we travel, as we go to meetings, as we go to churches, I see other people in ministry. I see people doing it the right way, the pure way. And then I see people that do it that are maybe it's not the best, or, you know, something you can learn from. Like, hey, I don't want to be like that. Yes, thank you so much for watching. I think Canada's watching. So I kind of just want to share some things on my heart. And I pray it will bless you and will allow the Holy Spirit to have its way tonight. Wherever you're watching from, just believe, hey, the Lord will speak to me. My life will never be the same. There is no distance in the Spirit and the anointing of God. Will come across these airways. They'll use this mic and it will change your life forever. That's what I'm doing. Believe in the Lord for utterance, His presence, the anointing. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. We have eyes to see, we have ears to hear, hearts sensitive to your presence. Thank you, Lord. We look to you. We set our eyes upon you. Let our focus be upon you. Let you be glorified. You be lifted up. You be honored. You be magnified in our lives, Lord. As I share, Father God, let me only say words that are from you, that will bless people, that will encourage people, that will help people. Because, Lord, you are our everything. You are the bread of life. You are our foundation. And we look to you and we trust you. And we love you, Lord, with all of our heart. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus with all my heart, with all my being. I love Jesus. He is my everything. And I know he's your everything. He's not just second place or third place in my life. He is my number one. He is my priority. I love Jesus. That's why I'm sharing with you right now. I feel led to just share some things because I love Jesus. I love the anointing of God. I love the presence of the Lord. When you taste of his presence, your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Nothing else will satisfy you. Church, normal church, religious meetings won't satisfy you. No, I need the anointing. When I go to meetings, I'm like a gauge. I'm gauging. Where's the anointing? The anointing, the presence. And that's what I want. I want to drink of that anointing. I want to drink of that presence because that's what changes me. That's what gives me energy. That's what makes me full of joy. You know, that's what it says. The presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. You know, the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to have joy. We need to be so full of joy because it's our strength. The very presence of the Lord, that's what contains in the presence of the Lord. What it is joy. We need to have joy. The enemy is a stealer of joy. But I love the presence. I love the anointing of the Lord. I love Jesus. That's what changed my life. That's what changed my life. Even right before I filmed, I was at home with my daughter, watching my daughter, and my wife was at our office. This right now where I'm at is our office. It's probably the first time you've ever seen it, but this is our office. I'm sitting here. There's two chairs. You just see this one I'm sitting in. There's another one next to me. Straight ahead, there's two desks, and I have pictures. And if you came in here, you'd be like, Brandon, they're all pictures of you. And they are, because they're the pictures that minister to me. It's me preaching at my first meeting. It's me being with this man of God, praying with this man of God, and this other minister praying for me. Well, I have one right here. Look, we haven't hung it up yet, but it's me being prayed for by Brother Copeland. These pictures minister to me. They bless me. They encourage me. They stir me up. So that's why I have them in here. I have it when I was, praying with Brother Mario Murillo and all these different pictures. And me, I'm looking at some right now of me preaching at Christ for the Nations and amazing things. So, but the anointing of God, is what changes people's lives. So I was watching my daughter, and right before, Destiny's at work, she's here in our office, she's working, I'm back at home. So I'm preparing, and I have worship music on, and I have this worship music on from a revival that happened. So the worship music is done playing, and then they hit a time, and it's like 4 or 5 minutes on this message or on this track, and it's like heavy glory. You can really sense it. Everyone's quiet and they're praying. Ah, da, da, da. It's thick. You can sense the anointing on it. So Saint, she's in there and they start doing that part. And she just stops and she's just looking. And I looked at her. I said, Saint. And I turned it up louder. And what are they doing? They're praising. They're worshiping God, praying in the spirit. I said, Saint, see those people? She looked at the TV. She goes, yeah. I said, that's Jesus. That's the anointing. That's the glory of God. So that's the presence of the Lord. I said, you sense his presence? Because you can sense it. She just looked at me. I said, I think she was tired, but she laid down on the ground. And I said, tell Jesus that you love him. She goes, I love you, Jesus. I said, tell Jesus you give your life to him. I give my life to you. Tell Jesus you worship him. What am I doing? I'm teaching her. I want her. Drink it in. Taste it. That this is the real. So talking about ministry and the things I've learned, and I'm still learning, but I've seen a lot. And I've seen things that are pure and holy, and I've seen things that were not so. But what is this ministry? Thank you, Karen, for being a part. What is this ministry and the things I've learned? We're going to talk a little bit about it. But we want the real. You know, Jesus is the real. The anointing and the presence of God is real. It's genuine. It's not fake. It's not because of a man or a woman that has a great personality and knows how to use their words and knows how to make connections. Jesus is real. The presence of the Lord is real. And us being a yielded vessel to the Lord and things I've learned. And it's basically, you know, we are the vessels, but we have to get out of the way. We have to be confident. Our confidence is in the Lord. That's what ministry is. Our confidence has to be in the Lord. It's the one of the worst things you can encounter is a minister or a preacher or a prayer that are confident in themselves. That is no good. And I've met a lot of people that they're so confident in themselves. Their confidence is not in God. And I'm not talking about, you know, it's good to be confident in yourself and know, but I'm talking about where you put your faith, you put your trust so in yourself, where you think you're better than anyone else and you know more than anyone else. That is wrong. Our confidence is in the Lord. Things I'm talking about, things I've learned in ministry, things I've seen, the good, you can say the bad, the ugly. Some of the bad, some of the ugly is when I see ministers or know ministers or talk to them and they are so confident in themselves. No, our confidence comes from the Lord. Our confidence is in the Lord. My grandmother, I'll probably refer to her a lot because I traveled with her for 4 years. Before, I'm always with her, but in those 4 years of traveling with her, I'm with her all the time. She is not confident in herself. She's not. She even says, if you know her ministry and you listen to her, she'll say, I'm not the best prayer. I'm not the best prayer. But the Lord, you know, has called me to prayers. And maybe she always says, I'm not the best prayer, but she prays all the time. Don't let her, by her saying that, don't let her that fool you thinking she doesn't pray. She prays all the time. I stay at her house. She's always praying. She's always worshiping the Lord. But what her confidence is in the Lord. So when you meet people that their confidence is in themselves, that's not good. We thank God, you know, we are the vessels, but our confidence is in the Lord. And you can take that in everything, you know, me ministering. If I have notes and prepare notes, I always tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for these notes, but I'm not led by these notes. My confidence is not in these notes. Holy Spirit, if you want me to say anything on this piece of paper, I felt like I was praying. I felt like I was yielding to you. I felt like I put things down that you wanted me to put down. But if you don't want me to say one word of this, have your way, Holy Spirit. What? That's not being me being confident in myself. Oh, I prepared something. I did something. I'm going to get up there and preach. No, I get up and my confidence is in the Lord. And if I feel something in my spirit shifting me to go another way, and I'm going to go that way. I'm not going to put that off saying, no, I got this word. I got that. That would be me being confident in myself. Because when you speak to people, when you minister to people, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what they need. And it might not be you, what you think you got or what's on your heart or whatever. No, the Holy Spirit knows what that person needs to hear. Maybe they need to hear your testimony. Maybe they don't need to hear your testimony. And we just be sensitive to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit. So we cannot be confident in ourselves. It's not by might. So the scripture says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by the anointing. That's how we get the job done. That's how we are an effective minister. It's when we are yielded to the Holy Spirit and to the anointing. It's not by your own might. It's not by your own strength. It's not by your own power, but it's by my spirit. The big difference maker is the anointing of God. The anointing of God is what destroys every yoke, every stronghold. It's not by your own power. It's not by your personality. It's the anointing that gets the job done. Thank God for the anointing. So we're talking about ministry, things I've learned, the good, and maybe not the not so good. I can tell you, we cannot be confident in ourselves. Our confidence is in the Lord. And we have to allow the anointing of God to flow out from in us, out towards the people. And we can't stop that. If you're confident in yourself, if it's all about you, it will be like a dam that will cut that anointing off and it won't reach the people. No, we just got to let that river, we got to let the anointing flow from us to the people. Our confidence is in the Lord. And I met people that they're confident in themselves. They're confident in their prayer life. And they're so proud about their prayer life. And they have all the special revelations. They'll tell you how long they pray every day. Oh, I get up and do this. I pray and I pray and I pray. And they're confident in themselves. You try to say something or you feel led to say something the Lord's put on your heart, then they just like say something better than you, or they say, oh yeah, I've done that, or I've done that. That's them being confident in themselves. And God won't use you to the degree that you want him to when you're confident in yourself. One time I was with the minister, we went out to lunch, and he preaches everywhere, and I was talking to him. And he likes to preach about, at the time he was preaching about the gifts of the Spirit. So I asked him a question. I was, I didn't really talk. I'm just sitting there listening. And I felt that, the conversation, there was a time it was quiet. So I felt led. I asked this minister, I said, tell me, how do you study? This is what I asked. How do you study the gifts of the Spirit? I know what 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the gifts, talks about, we're not called to be ignorant. I know all that, but I want to know, hey, How do you go about this? How do you study the gifts of the Spirit? That's what I asked. And he said this. You know what? For me to tell you that, I can't just tell you that. It's taken over 10 years of personal experience about studying the gifts of the Spirit. And when he said that, I was like, something was off. I was like, what are you talking about? He's confident in himself. And it happened, after that lunch, I was like, you know what? I didn't tell anybody. I didn't go around telling people what happened, but just the way he was, his demeanor, how he handled themselves, I was like, nope, I don't want to be associated with this guy. There are some other things he did, and it was very boastful, very arrogant, and I was like, I didn't go tell people, hey, that so and so did this, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep my distance from this guy. And that guy, I literally saw his ministry go down. Other things happened. Other ministries were calling, saying, stay away from this guy. So, but he was confident in himself. Yeah, he could maybe speak to people. He can maybe move a crowd, but it's all fake. It's all nonsense. We want the real. I want the anointing, the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Be childlike. Be childlike, not, oh, this will take you 12 years to study. No, thank God the word of God's not like that. Hallelujah. But we be childlike and we seek first the kingdom of God. Everything will be added to us. I want to look here. If you're getting blessed, you can comment. If you're not getting blessed, don't comment. I'm just joking. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 6. So these are scriptures I've stood on, and I continue to stand on scriptures. That's what the word of God needs to be. It has to be our foundation. and we have to put the Word of God first in our lives. This is what we can stand on. When times are great and when there's times of trusting God and when it feels like your flesh wants to scream, you have to have your life based on the Word of God. There's times I feel like, you know, the enemy's coming after me, but let me tell you, I go to the Word of God. And I'll never vocalize anything the enemy's trying to do to me. I won't ever talk about him. No, it's always victory, victory, victory. We are on the winning side because that is the truth. But the only way you can do this is by standing on the Word. So this is a scripture I always stood on, even right when before ministry and before everything. Even now, I stand on this scripture, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Who? The Lord. Be confident. What? Be confident on this very thing, that the Lord that has begun this good work in you, he will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. That's a good thing. That's encouraging. So the Lord is going to perform the work. He that began it, he that started in your life, he's going to perform it. Not us trying to perform it. Not us trying to make it happen. The Lord will perform it. He will make a way for us where there is no way. He'll open up doors for us that could not be opened only by him. And guess what? We're going to walk through those doors. We're going to be at the right place at the right time. The Lord's going to perform it. The Lord's going to make it happen. And in ministry, we have to make sure there's a clear separation of making sure it's not us trying to make it happen, but it's the Lord trying to make it happen. And in ministry, there's a lot of that. There's people that are doing it the right way, where the Lord's making it happen. The Lord's opening these doors. The Lord's blessing them, giving them these opportunities, and they're doing it. And then there's other people on the other side of the fence, and they're trying to make it happen themselves. They've been in ministry for 20 to 30 years, and they're struggling. They're struggling to have their needs met. They're just struggling, and it's been all flesh. It's been them trying to make it happen. And when you try to make it happen, and instead of the Lord making it happen for you, you will break down doors that you're not supposed to break down, and it's not good. So we have to know that the Lord that began this good work in you, the Lord that's put ministry on your heart or whatever, and you've seen him bless you and take care of you, he is going to perform it. And I don't know about you. I, Brandon, don't want to try to perform it. I want the Lord to perform it, because what the Lord has for our lives is so much greater than anything we can ever do. It's huge things. So we got to make sure we're on that right fence. We got to make sure that the Lord is doing it for us. The Lord's speaking for us, not ourselves. Because I talked about that. The Lord can open doors for you. The Lord can open doors for you and bring you before great men, but you can mess it up. If your flesh gets in the way, you can mess it up. And those ministers, those people could look at you and they might not look at you the same again. Why? Because you try to make it happen. Exactly, Karen. God makes room for us and our gifts. So he does it. He makes room for us. But then you hear people say, oh, then I'm not supposed to do anything. No, you're supposed to do what he's telling you to do. You stay faithful. Well, if the Lord wants me to meet so-and-so, then he can come to my house. No, he'll speak to you. You need to go to meetings. You need to go to those right places. And you need to do whatever he tells you to do. And then he establishes that. We just got to make sure we're not trying to kick down the doors, but the Lord's opening the doors. It's so much smoother when you open a door than it's kicked down. Yeah, it's the same thing. The door's open, but one's a beautiful looking thing and the other one's all broken and gross. And, you know, we have to think we live our life for the Lord. Our focus is on the Lord. Thank God for men. Thank God for women of the Lord. But our focus is on the Lord. It's not trying to meet other people and saying, if I can be around this person, I'll be happy. You have the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus living in your heart. What else do you want? What else do you want? I have people I look up to. I have, you know, people I appreciate their ministry, and it's amazing. But I have Jesus living on the inside of my heart. If he wants me to connect me with those people, then he will do it. And I've had that happen. I've been with these ministers on the platform with them, preaching with them, having dinner with them. I've met them all, and I'm thankful for them and their gifts and what God's called them to do. But it doesn't take the place of who's inside of me. Jesus is inside of me. The great shepherd, our Father, he is in my heart. I value that. So we have to make sure we got to be on that right fence, that we're not, you know, trying to kick the doors, but the Lord's opening the doors. And hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, that we do everything with our focus is on the Lord. And the Lord knows. With the Lord, he's not fooled by what you're trying to do. And maybe if you're trying to open the doors, if you're trying to open the doors yourself and you're doing things the wrong way, the Lord's not fooled by it. He sees everything. With him, his eyes, he sees the heart. So we got to make sure that everything we do, that our heart is pure and our focus is on the Lord. Lord, you are my focus. Because he doesn't get confused. He doesn't get, by some of the tactics people try. No, he sees everything. So we have to know that. Yeah, that certain minister or those people might not know what you're trying to do, but the Lord does. The Lord does. So we have to keep that in focus. Hallelujah. So we're confident in God. Our confidence is in the Lord. Jesus said this, the works that I do, they're not of my own. I can do nothing, but it's the Lord that does the works. He even says, the words I speak to you, they're not my words, they're his words. What? His confidence is in his Father. We have to be the same. Our confidence is in the Lord. If you're a minister and if you're so full of yourself, it won't end well. No, you have to have your confidence in the Lord. And the Lord is a great connector. It says, he that began this good work in you, he will perform it. He will establish those connections. So we got to make sure that we get out of the way. We, like I said, we're not, you know, messing things up. Because like I said, the Lord can put you in those places. He can open up doors for you. But you, when your flesh gets in the way, can mess it up. And we cannot allow it. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, submit yourself to God. That's what it is. This whole thing, as a minister, as a son, as a daughter of God, we have to submit ourselves to the Lord. Other words for submission is we yield. We yield ourselves to the Lord. And the other people that are doing other things, it's because they're not submitted. They're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. We have to yield, especially in this hour. We yield to the Lord and we submit to the Lord. And it's a daily thing. And if you feel, if your flesh is, talking about ministry and ministering and all that, if your flesh, if there's a time you feel like envious or jealous or walking out of love and you just feel like that person irritates you and you, it's because you just got to get more oil. You got to yield yourself. So we have to yield ourselves to the Lord. And if you're, and like I said, if you feel that your flesh, rising up and your flesh is in control and you're envious and you're mad and you're jealous, what it is, it's just a clear signal. You got to get oil. And that comes in the secret place. That comes through prayer, spending time with the Lord, just like a natural door or whatever. If there's no oil on the hinges, after a while, it begins to squeak. Your life will squeak. And you'll be squeaking without the oil. the oil of the Lord. So how do we avoid that? You stand on the Word of God and you be a person of prayer daily. Daily. Spending time with the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord. And then also in ministry, be a giver. What can I do? Don't be a taker. You can be either one. You can be a giver or a taker. No, what can I do? What can I give? What can I do to be a blessing instead of being a taker? What can I take? What can I take from them? What can I hint? Maybe I can hint that I need this and need that. No, our faith, our provision doesn't come, you know, it comes from the Lord. Yes, the Lord uses men and women, but we can't be like that. I look at every situation and I say, I want to be a giver. What can I give? What can I do to be a blessing? You don't want to be a moocher. You don't want to be a person that takes all the time. No, you want to be a giver. Especially when you're first starting off in ministry and you're believing God, you know, what can I do to be a blessing? What can I do to be a blessing to this person? What can I do to be a blessing to this pastor? Whenever I'm in the back rooms of eating with these ministers and they have all this food there. What? I don't want to be the person that takes everything and fills up my plate and eats all the food. No, I want to, you be considerate. You be considerate. I don't, you know, there's some people that will go there and they'll be like, maybe they just have a water there and they'll ask them, do you guys have coffee? You have a Coca-Cola? No, I don't ask for anything. Well, I that's just my personal opinion. I don't want to be like that. I'm just there. Okay, it keeps turning off. But faithfulness, I'll end it quick. Faithfulness, God rewards, not shystiness. So we have to be faithful to the Lord. Put our focus on the Lord and Him only. Not being shysty, not trying to trick, you know, do whatever we can do, our flesh. No, it has to be by the Spirit. Has to be by the Spirit. Don't want to be a leech. You want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. You can write that in the comments. I want to be a blessing. And everything I do, I want to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God sees the heart. God saw David's heart and He found David. God is looking for men and women that have a pure heart, a pure motive, yielded to the Holy Spirit, not controlled by their flesh, not controlled by kicking, you know, person that tries to make everything happen and kicks down doors. And you know, if the Lord puts him with these right people, he'll mess. Turning off. We'll figure it out. But I'll close. Lord, I worship you. I treasure you. We honor you. Thank you for the people that watched. I pray they were blessed. Next week, we'll figure this out so it won't keep cutting me off. But Lord, we thank you for your anointing, your presence. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.